Nolte, Ocasio-Cortez threatens to become corrupt if not given pay raise. By John Nolte on June 12, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, is not only already demanding a pay raise. She is threatening to become corrupt if she does not receive one. Using her verified Twitter account, the woman who was a bartender just a few short months ago is already complaining about her $174,000 annual salary. Yep. Voting against cost of living increases for members of Congress may sound nice. Ocasio-Crazy tweeted, but doing so only increases pressure on them to keep dark money loopholes open. The or else in that tweet is not even hidden. This all comes on the heels of Democrats pulling a House spending package that would have included a $4,500 annual pay raise for a useless, sore loser House of Representatives only interested in wasting even more taxpayer money on their anti-Trump witch hunt. Never in my life have I made $174,000, not even when I lived in Los Angeles with its insanely high cost of living. Ocasio-Crazy, however, claims it is too expensive to serve in Congress because they are required to maintain two separate households, one in Washington, D.C., and one in your home district. Fair enough. That is a perfectly legitimate concern, and I am not one of those people who believe legislator pay should be punitive. But riddle me this. The average median American income is $47,060. If you are a professional, your average income is $66,820. If you hold an advanced degree, your average wage is $81,848. Double any one of those salaries and you still won't reach the more than generous $174,000 Ocasio-Crazy pulls down a year. So, if the average American can maintain a household while earning less than half of what Ocasio-Crazy does, can't she afford two households? Well, that might have something to do with her luxury apartment complex in D.C., where even a studio apartment costs around $2,000 a month, and we know Ocasio-Crazy ain't living in a studio apartment. What's more, in her luxury building, rents range from $1,840 a month for a studio to $5,200 a month for a three-bedroom. But the average rent in D.C. is only $1,340 for a one-bedroom and $1,550 for a two-bedroom. Explain to me why a provincial rube from Westchester, who until last month had never seen a garbage disposal, has to live in a luxury apartment instead of normal housing like normal Americans. Alex from the block is more like Alexandria the Peacock. And then there's the threat. Ocasio-Crazy is telling us that a salary of $14,500 a month, is so low, it will force her and other legislators to embrace the corruption of dark money. Which makes me wonder about the kind of wickedness she engaged in to protest her wages as a bartender. Creeps me out just to think about it. Tens of millions of Americans make a hell of a lot less money than this grifter and still manage to not only survive, they do it without blackmailing their employers for a pay raise. What's more, if I threaten to behave unethically, to embezzle, badmouth, or cut ethical corners, unless my pay was increased, every employer I ever worked for would have fired me on the spot. There is something very, very wrong with Ocasio-Crazy. This is not a smart or stable person, and her smug sense of entitlement is off the charts. She is also not an ethical person. This time, though, you cannot blame the swamp. Ocasio-Crazy arrived entitled and corrupt. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.